Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 449 of the show. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for being a part of our regular crew. We appreciate you. If you're new to the show, we appreciate you even more. And you should reach out to us and let us know what you think. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. You can also call us 949-464-TBLS. 8257. If you're new, you should click 5 stars and write a review so I don't have to secretly pay a Bangladeshi guy to do it for us. I mean, you can add to his because that helps. All those helps. It helps us climb the rankings. So don't be one of those fucking 1-star pussies. Or even worse, a 3-star pussy. Be a 5-star man. Be a man. Click 5 stars. Review the show. Tell us how great we are. Tell us your favorite part. Additionally, if you're new to the show, I'll care about you a lot more if you financially contribute to what we do here. And you can do so via the link in the show notes. Click the donate now button or support this program or whatever it is. Sign up there at $5 a month or $50 a year. You can support us. I had to. Had a couple buddies. Well, one guy, a listener, I kind of got fucked on this deal. Listener fan contributed $50 to, so somebody who's a guest of this show often, well-known guy here. He'll remain nameless, you can guess. So that they could have a Red Circle subscription. So then Red Circle takes their cut. But then I go in with my credit card and I make this person an account with their email address. And then I go, hey, I made you an account. And here's the password. And then I notice, you know, once in a while, this person will text me and go, hey, this is funny, but they're not texting me about the bonus like stuff. You know, they're not talking about any of the extra stuff that we post every week. I'm like, that's kind of weird. And I go, hey, you're not signing your Red Circle. What's going on? And he's like, ah, man, I tried to figure it out. It was too hard. So, and then I had two other buddies said the same thing. Oh, too hard. Couldn't figure it out. So miraculously this past weekend, I was in a place where all three of those guys were. It just so happened. We were all in the same dwelling, domicile. And I said, hey, let me get a look at your phone real quick. Now, mind you, I've never signed up for Red Circle. I've never put it on my phone because I do the show. I can hear it just fine. So I go, hey, let me get a look at that phone. I signed these fucking guys in and had their Red Circle going in 0.03 seconds. Could not have been easier. They're telling me it's too hard. It wasn't too hard. It was too goddamn easy. So if you really care about what you're doing, if you're a man of your word, if you're worth your salt, click the link in the show notes. Sign up for the bonus content via our partners Red Circle. Contribute there. Show us that you mean it. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. Don't feel bad, Travis. I don't know how to get into Red Circle either. So
there's a sign in. So you make,
again,
you,
I'm on the show, so I don't contribute. Of course not. But then you have some other stuff, the show that I can never listen to.
That's right. Well, you hear it. I can email it to you.
I mean, it's okay. Just I occasionally I'm like, oh, I'd like to check that out, but But then I realized I'm not a Red Circle.
I could give you Travis Rogers' password, and you could sign in through his.
That would be the ultimate.
It's you sign up, and then it sends you an email where you confirm the email. One of these people didn't know how to get into his own email, so that was his issue. Oh, I can't do it. I don't know how to get, because you have to say, yes, I'm the actual person that signed up for this. And then when you click on the thing, the Red Circle thing pops up and it says you are already donating to this. But you just have to go, you have to scroll up to the top where it says sign in. And then you click the little sign in thing. And then it says what app do you use? And you click Apple Podcasts, and then it automatically shows up on your phone. So if you have if you're listening to a show and they have Patreon, it doesn't automatically show up in your Apple podcast stream, where all your other podcasts are.
Yeah, you have to do like a separate Patreon. Yeah,
you have to remember every week or get a notification to go to a different app and do it. Whereas with Red Circle, it's just there. It just appears. It's just where you want it to be. So look.
Easy. Good.
You can email if you're having a problem. Email support@GetRedCircle and they'll figure it out. Or I will come to your home and do it for you like I did for three other guys this weekend. No problem. It's not too hard.
Speaking of friends of the show, I believe in the Twitter universe, we have lost our friend Caleb.
What do you mean? Because of Elon?
Yeah, I think, it's acceptable for racism and anti-Semitism to go up like 500%.
Yeah.
But when I believe he's off, I tried to click on him and it shows nothing.
Does this affect you?
Bird respecter.
Does this affect you dominating his fantasy football league?
I'm still doing well. I think I'm in second place. But this week was the ultimate sign of disrespect. I started a guy who was on the injured list. And I was thinking, if I win this week, this is going to be great. But no, I did not. Because I checked like 15 minutes before the game started. So I could have started doing things on the waiver wire. And I thought, let's let it ride. Let's see if I can just go without a running back this week.
You can make changes right up until the game starts because it's online.
I guess maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I couldn't do that. But I wouldn't know because I'm not making moves.
I know. That's big flex.
Really enjoying it.
Big flex. I love that.
But Caleb.
Yeah.
I believe when that poll came out to whether or not to allow Trump.
Oh, huh?
He wrote a tweet. He was using intentionally coarse language.
Of course. Yes.
Welcome back, retarded faggot, real Donald Trump. And then, man, I think that was it for him.
And then he peaced out.
He may have gotten booted because he posted something like, "Hey, are you sure you want to post this?
Yeah,
this violates our rules or something."
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, hopefully
the same because I really don't watch. I didn't really follow many people on Twitter. That, like, I just but he was always good because he's always fucking with people.
He's funny. So. He's trolling. He's much more connected to the online world. Like he's connected in a way that I don't understand. Totally.
And that was my connection because I can't do the stuff.
I don't either. He is kind of a hero. But let me just say this. I believe he's been off Twitter before. So hopefully he's drawn back in because look, he's got an active mind. And he's up there in the Pacific Northwest. There's only so much he can do to get all the people selling switches to meet at the same gas station, thinking that they're selling switches to each other. Like eventually he's got to get back on and troll people and be weird. So I think we'll see him again soon. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. But really, let's talk about the fact that right before the show, we are recording Tuesday of Thanksgiving week.
That's right.
I was just working on my brine.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Because I had to boil some stuff together.
Yeah, that's right. Sugar, salt.
Sugar,
spices,
salt, garlic, bay leaves.
Yep.
Peppercorns.
Fuck yeah.
Get it. couple other things.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, a couple orange peels, just a bunch of stuff in there.
Sure.
Boil it, but then it's got to cool. So I'm going to cool it overnight.
Yep.
And then tomorrow morning, I have the bird. I'm going to put the bird in the brine.
You're going to put the bird in there for a day.
For a day.
Yep.
Give it a full one-day brine. So I had to make it right before the show.
Yeah.
Now it's cooling.
No, that's great. That's great. Yeah.
I am in heat. I fucking love Thanksgiving.
I like it too. I don't... So this year I chose not to attend my my extended family Thanksgiving because one of my cousins is getting married on the night before Thanksgiving.
Oh, so you're already doing it.
So I'll see everybody that night, and I've reached an age where doing things on back to back nights is just, it's just a non-starter. It's impossible. It can't be done. I can't get dressed and go out two nights in a row. I just can't. It's just too much. So we're just going to do like a little in-house family Thanksgiving open house. Anybody can stop by if they'd like. Anybody, come on by. There'll be plenty of food. But so I also will be brining a bird. And then you know what I'm going to do, Ed?
What?
I'm going to spatchcock it.
Oh, is that where you take out the bone?
Yeah, you cut it. Yeah, you butterfly it. You cut out the backbone. And you break the ribs and then you cook it flat on the barbecue. I did this a couple of years ago, and you can cook a whole turkey in like, I don't know, an hour and 15 minutes.
That's cool. Is it just YouTube? How would you know how to do that?
Yeah, it's easy. Actually, I can, this might be overly involved. Hold on. But I'll just send you a link in case maybe you don't want to do it this year, but for future, I have a guy.
I do.
Yeah.
I actually... Because I spent enough at the supermarket, I got another frozen turkey. I'm using a fresh bird for Thanksgiving.
Oh, you do a second bird. Yeah.
I do a second bird. So that would be my experiment.
Yep, totally. And then next year, it'll just be your thing. Because once you do it once, you're going to go, oh, that was fucking easy. And then you'll do it. It'll just be the way you do it.
And I'm excited to have mashed potatoes. When I was a wee Irish boy growing up, we had mashed potatoes at least once a week.
Yeah.
Now I pretty much have it once a year.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a tough one to be like, you know what? I'm just going to have a big, heavy dose of mashed potatoes tonight.
It is. So. And it's a lot of work, you know, the mashed potatoes. You got to boil and smash the potatoes. And that's not something you're just doing every night at home.
Right. And stuffing.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I do a pretty good sausage stuffing.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
But another thing that I have once a year.
It's great.
I don't have stuffing.
No, you don't. It's so unhealthy, but it's so delicious. It's
butter bread with some sausage.
Yeah, I don't want to speak out of turn, and it's, you know, people can like what they like, but to me, the stuffing is the star of the plate. It's the star of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, that's that, you know, and it's like people are like, oh, turkey's boring or whatever. You have it fucking once a year and you make it the best you can, and you fucking sop up. You make it, you brine it, you make it juicy, you fucking spatchcock it. Yeah. And then you cover the whole fucking plate with gravy. Yeah. Fantastic.
I don't have gravy very often. So
never.
This is my time.
No.
So I trust me. I'm enjoying every part of that turkey because I've got all kinds of stuff going with it.
Yeah. You know, I went and I bought a couple pies and I went to the store today, and the big mistake, by the way, the store, like I thought I was getting a jump on shit because I went to the store like midday today, and I'm like, I'm beating all those losers that are going to the store tomorrow. The store was fucking raging. It was going crazy. And I was like, I couldn't find any real whipped cream. Now, I could have gone to another store, but I think I'm just going to make it. Like, people make it.
So I have the recipe to send you.
Okay.
Peter Luger's Schlag recipe.
Okay. It's this. I'm listening to.
This is the. Yeah. So it's I even have it up on my desktop.
Yep. Send that over. I just sent you a link. Okay. Yeah.
Luger. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Gravy.
Two cups of heavy whipping cream.
I got that.
Half a cup of sugar.
Got it.
Tablespoon of vanilla.
Got it.
You pour it into a bowl.
Yep.
You whip on medium or low setting.
Yep.
until the cream begins to thicken.
Love it.
Add the vanilla, yep. Add the sugar.
Delicious.
Until you and then keep whipping until you get a soft peak, and you've got yourself Peter Luger.
That's it.
Schlag, no, whipping cream. It is delicious.
I'm doing that.
The best.
Love it. Yeah. No, it's a great holiday where, you know, you got football on all day. It's a day for family. It's a day that you don't give a shit how, you know, you start drinking beers at 9 a.m.
Yeah,
you got wine.
Day of fun excess.
Yeah. You got bourbon. You drink or you eat until you feel like shit. And then you wait a little while and then you eat again.
And you think after you've eaten so much, you feel like shit. You're like, oh, man, there's no way I can eat more.
No
and then somehow you find yourself eating
you
something.
Yeah. You get hungry again. It's great. No, it's great.
You get full from the main meal and then you're like, yes. You know what? I could go for a couple slices of pie.
Oh, fuck yeah. Get that fucking pie up. Then you go and then you go back and you go, hey, maybe I'll make. I saw those rolls in there. Maybe what if I stuff all the fucking ingredients from my plate earlier just into a roll and I sop it with gravy?
This?
Yeah. And then it's a fucking sandwich. And then it's like a whole different thing. It's all the original things, but it's a whole different way of consuming them. And now you're having a sandwich and you're like, this is great.
It's a new adventure with your old friends.
Great. No. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yes. That's exactly right. I don't want to bring things down. I don't want to bring down the group here.
Okay.
But I've been seeing something on TV and it's really been bumming me out.
Let me think.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I know what it is.
Okay.
I just found out you're talking about that there's still The Walking Dead?
No, I didn't know that.
Somebody posted something about, oh, Walking Dead finale. And I thought there's been a finale every year for the past 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
How is that show still going on?
I know. But now we got to do a thing because, hold on. It's, yeah, I'm compelled to ask a question.
How fucking rich is this guy? I can't figure it out. I guess I'll try. Is he worth a billion or maybe just a million? How fucking rich is this guy?
This guy seems like a cool dude. He rides motorcycles. He shoots that crossbow, which is one of the fucking just most bullshit. Like, whoever wrote that bullshit. He keeps retrieving those arrows. It's like he's like,
was he Chewbacca?
Yeah. I haven't seen The Walking Dead since maybe like season 3 or so.
I think I bailed like halfway through season 2.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing over and over again. You know,
and that was why, because I realized everybody's whispering, everybody's sweaty, yes. Then something goes wild, yes, and it's crazy, and then they go back to whispering.
Yes, you're scared of the zombies, but then you run into some other people, and the other people are actually worse than the zombies.
Right.
But this guy, Norman Reedus, he plays Daryl.
And doesn't he, like, date hot chicks?
He's married to Diane Kruger.
Oh yeah,
and her beautiful feet from Inglorious Bastards,
and from the movie Troy,
and from, that's right. From, yes, does she play Helen of Troy?
I think she's Helen of Troy.
Well, this guy, what's this, like 6 or 7 seasons of The Walking Dead? It's got to be.
Hold on, it's got to be over a decade.
Let's go. Okay, let's hold on. Walking Dead. Okay, Walking Dead. Fucking season 11? Yes, they're on season 11. So is this it? This is they're wrapping it up. So this guy, so what happens is all these guys quit. There was the other guy who was the main guy he's in that movie that we reviewed.
The Love Actually guy. Andrew Lincoln.
Yeah, who tries to cuck his buddy with Keira Knightley.
Yeah, who's married to an 18-year-old bride.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Keira Knightley was like literally 18.
That's a little weird. That's too young to be married.
And he had a long term affection for.
Yeah. Right. That doesn't work.
It seems like that could be the first cinematic grooming we've seen.
Yes, yes. That doesn't work there. So he was the star of this show, and he's not British on the show, and I don't know if his accent is worse than Jimmy McNulty, but eventually he's like, much like Mark Harmon, he's like, and it's cable money, so it's not quite as good, but it's still pretty good. He was like, I can't sleep anymore. I can't turn over in my bed because my mattress has reached the ceiling from me stuffing all my millions of dollars inside of it. And he quit.
And who was the other guy in the show? That John Bernthal.
John Bernthal, but I think he was only on the first season.
Oh, well, since I only watched a season and a half, that was a big part of it.
Yeah, he left a lot of money on the table. But this guy, Norman Reedus,
has he done other Boondock Saints?
Horrible movie. Maybe one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
It is, yes. But there was a great, in the early days of Netflix mailing DVDs, there was a documentary on the guy who made this movie.
Yes.
And I think he got the movie. I'm fucking up all the details, yeah. But he got the movie and pretty much said, fuck you to all these people. And then he didn't quite have, he thought he was big time, yeah. And then he kind of burned a lot of bridges, and then it had to be this.
It's called Overnight.
Yes, that was a good.
Oh no, it's great. No, it's great. They did, yes, they're like, this is the script. We're gonna make it, and he was like Sylvester Stallone. He's like, I gotta direct it, and they're like, okay, we'll let you direct it. And he goes, and you also gotta buy me the bar that I work at. And Harvey Weinstein's like, no problem, we got it. And then they started making the movie, and they're like, oh, this guy's fucking crazy. No, this is, we can't make a movie with this guy. And then it like got the studio quits. It's a great, you just watch the documentary. It's on Netflix. Anyway.
But he got lucky that it became a cult classic.
Yeah. I think he's made three of them.
Yeah. But like it found this weird following because it's not a good movie.
It's a horrible movie. It's aggressively bad. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. Okay. So that he was in that. He also was apparently on Charmed with Alyssa Milano for several seasons.
Chad Daugherty and someone else.
He was in Blade 2.
Okay, that was a big movie, but I feel like I only know him from
Walking Dead.
Walking and Boondock Dead. Saints. Yeah, but Boondock Saints was he definitely didn't make money from that.
No, impossible. Was he in the, let's see, okay, The Walking Dead. Hold on, let's scroll down. Maybe he was in something before that we did. Blade 2. That's pretty
Blade
much
Blade 2 was a big release.
Yep. He was in a lot of music videos. He's handsome. He's claiming on the, I got to call shenanigans here because the internet is claiming he's 5'10", which if he's 5'10", I'm 6'4". Like this guy's. Oh, he's in 8mm. That's the snuff film movie.
Snuff film, Nick Cage.
Yeah.
That was a weird movie. My buddy, I remember my buddy saw it before me, and I was asking him, how is it? Because Nick Cage, at that point, hadn't gone completely off the rails.
He was taking a turn. That wasn't long after leaving Las Vegas.
And it always stays with me. My buddy goes, this was a movie that didn't need to be made. And it's true. Yeah. That's pretty much it's pretty much what you could say about that.
He was in the Notorious Betty Page.
Yes, with what's her name?
Gretchen Mol.
And she had rounders and like not much between that and the Betty Page HBO movie.
Then she was in Boardwalk Empire. Yeah.
She had a great part in that.
Yeah, she was very good in that. She's a good actress and a piece. American Gangster with Denzel.
Yeah, what's his name? The Harlem guy.
Yes. I'll know it when you say it. So these are all not bit parts, but you know, supporting roles. He was in Boondock Saints 2. That's how you know things weren't going well. Then he's in like Hawaii 5-0, like things weren't going well. He gets this Walking Dead thing. He's been on it for 11 seasons. He's the star by default because all the other stars have quit. He's still there. Ed, my question to you. How fucking rich is this guy?
He's not, but I'm still under the impression that these basic cable shows are not big moneymakers.
Yep.
11 seasons of that.
Yep.
I want to say all the other stuff you've talked about is still treading water. Yep. He didn't have a big part in American Gangster.
No.
He didn't have a big part in Blade 2, probably. So I'm going to say he's worth $11 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold on, because there's some shenanigans at foot here, because you're less than halfway to what the celebrity net worth says. 25 million is his net worth. But hold on. It also says his salary is $1 million. This is Friends money, by the way, guys. This is he makes $1 million per episode.
Per episode?
Per episode.
I was thinking $1 million per season.
No, and I just looked. I was just looking here to see how many seasons that show has been on. And they're on episode 24 of this season. So he's made, by my count,
this season,
$24 million
anymore.
This year.
They don't do that anymore.
Maybe they split it up into two. Season 11, episode 24. Rest in peace.
Awful.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
I don't blame him for sticking around.
No, you're not going to get another gig like that. Then you can do whatever you want. Because he has like a motorcycle show where he's like, hey, I'm going to ride motorcycles across Japan. You know, like that kind of shit. And I'm like, and I'm into that
project. But, yeah. Be careful if you get too into the vehicles. We saw what happened with Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Hey, Namath, I'm going to go in the car with the garage with a Model T.
He Richard Pryor'd himself.
Jeez.
So now that you bummed me out by letting me know that The Walking Dead is still on, I gotta come back to you because that was not, I didn't know that. My issue is much bigger.
Young Sheldon.
No, that's sad too. There's another Avatar coming out.
Oh, I know this because I went to the movies last week and I see the trailer and I thought, I'm never going to get out of this.
No.
I'm never going to stop seeing Avatar things in my life. It looks like shit.
I know.
It doesn't look super tech great. It looks like a shitty video game. It looks really bad.
This is my thing. They go, the budget was $4 billion to make this. And then it's like they took the real actors and they made it look like a cartoon. And I'm like, why not just make a cartoon? Just make a cartoon for a quarter of the budget.
Than this.
Yes.
Really janky. Yeah, it's shitty looking.
They got weird faces. Like, I don't. It reminds me of Jar Jar Binks when they go to Jar Jar Binks' planet under Naboo, underwater.
Like it does look like Naboo.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I saw that movie, The Menu, which was kind of interesting. It is Ralph Fiennes, who's awesome.
Oh, he's great.
It's like a bunch of foodies go to this island and he's the chef and it's going to be this long drawn out thing. And then they get to the island and Ralph Fiennes is planning on doing bad things.
To serve man, Ed. It's a cookbook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So I'm not happy about this Avatar thing. I don't want to get it shoved up my ass anymore.
But we won't stop seeing it because the advertising budget for the last one was limitless. It was like Shenyun.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Just we can't avoid it. It just keeps coming at you.
No,
and it looks like shit. And I actually saw the first one in the theater because a buddy told me to see it.
Gotta go see it.
And he's like, wow, it's mind blowing or something like that. And I've brought that up to him every year for the last like 10 years. Remember the time you told me to see the movie where the blue guy fucks a horse?
Is this the same guy whose mom wants to fuck Willem Dafoe?
No. He's got pretty good taste in movies.
Oh, okay.
But
that's good.
This is a buddy that now doesn't get to recommend anything.
No, Avatar. I don't know. It's completely lost on me. Like it is just something I'll never understand. And I don't want to know. I don't want to know about it. Okay. You ready to talk some sports?
Let's do it.
name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see.
They're as sparkly as can be.
I might own Troy on DVD.
Just, yes. We just lost one in the sports world this week. Oh.
Who could it be?
It's somebody I didn't know, but I knew what he was a part of. A guy named Dwight Garner. He was a former Cal running back who was involved in the play.
Oh, the band is on the field.
The band is on the field.
The band is on the field. Hold on.
58 years old.
I have that.
What a recovery by Stanford. You have
November 2nd, 1982.
Fourth and 17 at their own 13-yard line, and defeats Derryman in the face. And they saved it. They pulled it out. What a show.
Stanford kicks off, thinking they've won the game.
Harmon will probably try to squib it, and he does.
Squib kick.
The Bears have to get out of bounds.
They start lateraling. Lateraling. Kind of gay. Uh-oh, he's tackled. Flips it to the next guy.
Still loose as they get it to Rogers. They give it back now to the 30. They're down to the 20. Oh, the band is on
the field. The band is on the field.
Oh, didn't, the trombone guy.
The trombone guy got like badly hurt.
Double-handed spike on him.
Yeah. You know what? I'm really missing half jerseys.
Oh yeah.
I mean, was Doug Flutie in that crop top being quarterback number 22?
That was awesome.
Winging it down the field for Boston College. I mean, you could see his whole belly. It's beautiful. Like what happened to crop tops?
Yeah, it was fun. I liked when we'd also have a lot of tearaway jerseys.
Oh, the best.
It was pretty sweet when you'd see a guy like running and his half his shirt was already gone.
The best. Or a linebacker with his sleeves would be so long, like that, like they wouldn't, they didn't tuck their jerseys in back. They had these big floppy wings
blowing in the breeze.
25-20 Cal beat Stanford. Whole bunch of laterals, and the fucking band came on the field and ran interference.
That was, I believe, that was John Elway's best chance of playing in a bowl. He never played in a bowl in college. Oh,
unbelievable. Then he was also drafted as a baseball player, right? Didn't he do that thing where he's like, I'm going to go play baseball. Yeah, I'm going to play baseball. I think the Colts.
He hated the Colts.
Yeah. Look.
Well. So RIP Dwight Garner. Someone tricked the Vikings into putting porn star Johnny Sins on the Jumbotron, claiming it was his cousin in the army.
That's great. I love
it. And it's a picture. I wouldn't know. I guess it was it veteran related that they just were, salute the troops or something. But
they're never not saluting the troops in the NFL. You know they pay for that, right? You know the United States. You know that's,
guess what? If they stop paying, they wouldn't give a shit about
the troops. You know that's recruiting. You know all those flyovers? The military pays for those flyovers because they're trying to fucking sell you on the military.
Yeah. But Johnny Sins, if you look at the picture they posted,
it's great.
It looks like a guy in fatigues about to have sex.
Yeah, it looks great. It looks great. The only way it could be better is if he were in like Canadian camouflage or something. Like that would be better.
I'd never heard of him, but I do like the name Johnny Sins. Oh, you're just letting him know. I'm just up to some shit.
You're not, because you don't like looking at dong in porno.
Right.
I mean, and Johnny Sins is.
Oh, is it a known?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Johnny Sins is a well-known. I don't know if he's still active. I'll be honest. I haven't seen him in a while. Maybe I don't. He's probably doing like OnlyFans or something at Vikings. This is my cousin Joel who served in the army. He has always been an inspiration and someone I looked up to for his heroism. He is also a huge Vikes fan. #skull salute.
I love I love pranks like this. It's great. It's not hurting anyone. No. It's just good, it's old delightful. Fun. Hey, let's get a porn star up on the Jumbotron. Yeah. I love it.
It's delightful. Now look, I would recognize Johnny Sins. I'm not saying I'm a fan of his, but I definitely know who he is. And
the picture is definitely a guy about yes, to have I a know, porn scene.
I know. It's like he's not even like the uniform like, isn't exactly isn't there, right. Like,
a dresser in the background. Yeah.
No, it's
definitely not a military guy.
It's fantastic. No, that's great. Yeah.
FIFA president Gianni Infantino was attempting to put a nice spin on the World Cup in Qatar and wanted to talk about the unifying presence of it all. Today, I feel gay. Today, I feel disabled. He listed like about 10 things and everybody's like, that's not how it works.
That's not.
You understand that like they kill gay people. So right. unless you want to put that on the line
yeah.
over there.
Yeah. It's illegal to be gay there. You can't be
it's
gay.
So it's so fucked up. Yeah. The whole thing. And I was watching a Netflix documentary, like a 4-part thing. Something FIFA Uncovered or something like that. Yeah. And it's just, they make NFL owners seem like choir boys.
Oh yeah.
The whole FIFA thing, it's insanely corrupt.
Them and the Olympic Committee.
Yeah.
Where they're like, they don't even pretend that they're not taking bribes. They're just like, yeah, we just go where we get the most bribes. What's the big deal? Yeah,
They were each just paid $1 million, these guys, $1 million to vote yes on Qatar.
Yeah.
And I saw that guy, first of all, the guy Sepp Blatter, remember he was the old president?
Yeah.
His name is Sepp Blatter. And I just thought, well,
that sounds
just a weird foreign name. His name is Joseph Blatter. Sepp was the nickname for Joseph.
Sepp Blatter sounds like something you get after what the guy does in the later story that we're going to talk about. Yeah. Where you go, man, I stuck this thing down my dick and now I got a Sepp Blatter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my Sepp Blatter's.
Sepp Blatter's acting up on me. This guy, Gianni Infantino.
And he also said in that when he was trying to talk about, like, we've all dealt with things. No. He said, I had red hair when I was a child and I got made fun of. Well, I had freckles.
Well,
yeah, that's the same as being gay in Qatar.
That's getting murdered. No, Qatar, look, it's a fucked up place and it's so hot there that they got to do the World Cup in the.
Yeah, this is a summer event.
Winter, which means we're that much closer to another World Cup and the World Cup never ends. There's always a World Cup going on. There's always Olympics going on. The only thing that happens more than the World Cup is the Women's World Cup, which I'm sure is happening concurrently. That never ends.
I have a feeling it's next year.
It's got to be. Yes.
Staying with the World Cup.
Okay.
Yeah. I just thought this is amazing. The Iranian players refused to sing their national anthem prior to the match against England. Yeah. This is to protest the brutal treatment of women by the Iranian government. I cannot imagine the stones to do
big
that.
Big balls, yeah.
Because big balls. The reason why the recent uproar is because a woman wasn't wearing her hijab correctly.
Yes.
And then
showed a little too much hair.
And then she
They took her in.
She got Freddie Grade.
Yeah. They took her in and they tuned her up in the cell.
And she died.
Yeah.
And so there's been a lot of protests, but in those protests, the government cracks down on everybody. Yep. And now you got these guys on the world stage doing that.
The most famous, the most front facing members of the populace.
Yeah.
Saying fuck that. Now is what about Saudi Arabia? Do they sing there? Like, do they do their anthem? Or?
The Saudis, I read, are in good shape to get the next World Cup.
Cool. Well, I wonder how they did that. What are the odds?
In that documentary, they're showing the dude who says, I feel gay. He's in a skybox between Putin and MBS.
I just read in that thing that he attended a boxing match with MBS. Now MBS ramps it up. 'Cause he's like, I'll give you guys all $2 million and What journalist?
The foot of a journalist.
Yeah, what journalist do you need murdered? Because I'll do that too. I got guys. I'll fly in a kill team.
What a fucking monster that dude is.
He's a real
But anyway, we definitely have to salute the Iranian players.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I don't know if we're going to hear anything until we hear that they've all gone missing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's out. Remember Uday and Kusei.
The Colombian. Wait.
Oh yeah. Well, that was street justice, but the Uday and Kusei, they didn't like the way their team performed. So when they came back, they made them play with a cement ball.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, they made an example out of a few of them. They take that shit seriously. The soccer.
Yeah.
I heard Ed, and I know you're up on this. I heard this is the United States' year. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing this is our year. We're going to make some noise. What do you want to bet we don't make it out of pool play?
We're not. They I think they needed to beat Wales.
Oh, and
they had a lead until like the 83rd minute, and then they just had a dumb penalty, and it became a draw.
Yep, exactly. No draws. Draws don't work.
1-1 draw.
Yep.
And ties, you bet.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Simpsons. Yeah. That's Simpsons. Open wide for some soccer. It's just the best.
That's so good.
This is just a disgrace. A Purdue pick six was called back for high stepping into the end zone.
So hold on. I didn't read this on purpose because I need more details here. A, that isn't even illegal. And if it is, isn't the penalty enforced on the ensuing down?
I think that they added this in like some obscure rule, but I don't think it gets applied. But I mean, my God, it was a linebacker with a pick six and he started high stepping. And so they gave him like 15 yards from where he started high stepping.
I don't want to be this guy. But what if it was a white guy that made that pick six and he started high stepping? Would we think we'd be throwing a flag then? I'm just asking the question. If white guys were the high steppers in football, the football realm, would it be a penalty to high step into the end zone? I say no.
Well, we can stay with ridiculous discipline.
Yep.
My Commies, after the upset, the Eagles on Monday night, they were showing Taylor Heinicke chugging some Bush Light wearing the bling from teammates.
Yes.
And they were forced to discipline him for posting videos of them drinking beer because that's an NFL policy.
It is?
You're not allowed to be like drinking you're not allowed to post drinking stuff. And so I read that Ron Rivera said he will discipline them, but he had to say something so the league would say, okay, that's fine.
Oh, right. He's not actually going to discipline
him. I can't imagine that he gives a shit because he was a player. I mean, it was a big win, chugging beer. His choice of Bush Light is questionable.
That's kind of weird. That's of weird, all the beers.
But it's, I guess, endearing in a way because he's this underdog quarterback who likes shitty beer.
Yeah. No, he's a man of the people.
Yeah, he throws like a man of the people, but that's fine. He's winning with them, so that's
is it not what happened to the
Carson Wentz?
The Ginge from North Dakota.
Yeah, so Carson Wentz started the year 1-4.
Yeah.
And then Taylor Heinicke has gone 5-1 with them.
So. Oh, nice.
He broke his finger on a helmet like Dak did or something. Maybe not a helmet, but a follow through. And now he's healthy and they're like, why don't you stay on the injury?
Yeah, just hang back, buddy.
But Heinicke is not very good, but it's a more likable story because he's making nothing and he
draft pick.
He was not drafted.
Undrafted. Making a run. To the playoffs.
A rule that you can't celebrate a big win. You can't be seen drinking a beer.
I mean, this is so dumb because like, remember Don Nelson, he would always come to before he was a big weed guy, Don Nelson would come to the post game press conference and he'd be drinking a beer every time.
Beer and his collar would be open. Yes. It was to let you know.
Yes.
It's Donnie time.
Or they go into Lou Piniella's office to interview him after the game. and he's drinking a fucking Budweiser like a man. Look, this is what we do when we get off work as Americans.
That's right. We slide off the Brontosaurus's back.
That's right.
And crack a beer.
Straight. It's like Deer Hunter. Those guys who get off at the plant at 6 a.m. and they go straight to a fucking bar, even though it was the morning, because that's the American way. I don't know about the Bush Light, but hey, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat. Go for it.
So obviously drinking is a huge no-no, but the most celebrated NFL guy probably won't receive any scrutiny.
Yeah.
Brady and Giselle's foundation.
Yeah.
Between the years 07 and 2019.
Yep.
Gave 0.00008% of its fortune to charity.
Of course.
If you want to think about the cesspool of all cesspools, it's fucking shitty foundations that just enrich the people. Like, Brady doesn't need this money.
Nope. He has to say he has a foundation. So he
has a foundation that people contribute to because they want to make a difference and they want to do it through their favorite player. And this fucking ghoul.
He also maxed out his PPP loans for his TB12 company. Right. Look, is anybody surprised by this? This Tom Brady is one of the great pieces of shit in history. And I've said this and nobody would listen to me, but I could see it. Look at his dead fucking eyes. You can see it in his eyes. I cannot wait, Ed.
He's going to be so bad.
He's going to be so bad. He's going to be so bad as a broadcaster because he's too concerned with his own image and he doesn't want to be wrong. So that you can't do that job if you're not willing to take risks. That's why Romo's so good, because he's a Midwestern podunk guy.
Goofy.
Yes. Yeah. And you have to be a little bit. He just loves the game. Tom Brady doesn't love football. Yeah, Tom Brady loves Tom Brady. He doesn't
love anything but himself.
Exactly. What a piece of shit.
That's beyond a surprise. Point.
Yeah.
4 zeros, then an 8.
Yep.
That's a horrible percentage.
No, here, I'll make a list of the worst Patriots of all time. Number one, Tom Brady. Number two, Aaron Hernandez.
Number three, Ashley Babbitt.
Right. There you go. Okay, let's do some emails. Email.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great.
A-8.
His calls are far from great.
A-8.
He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck.
No one's enjoying
him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit.
I haven't heard from old man Will in a while. Do you think it has something to do with him working the night shift?
It's the wrong shift.
Yeah.
He doesn't get the show at that hour.
Yeah, he doesn't. It's got night shift problems.
Speaking of Saudi Arabia, I just thought of an Onion headline I read today because they upset Messi in Argentina morning. And it said, Saudi Arabia celebrates the victory by flipping over a woman and setting her on fire.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy for revolution in Iran, but remember, we got to have a bad guy, and Iran is enemy number one of Israel, who's our big ally in the region, but also our ally in the region. Who's also a bad guy, and also our ally in the region is Saudi Arabia, who also treats women like complete fucking shit. Culturally, it's a cultural difference for them, whereas Iran are the worst people on the planet. It's just, it's just the way. There's lots of bad people and they can all be bad.
You know, what's a really crazy thing that I saw this maybe a year ago. It was a photographer put out a whole bunch of pictures of Iran in like 1976.
Oh, yeah.
1977. And
before the Shah ran away with all the money, it was very Western.
You're seeing women looking great and just a better looking society. I don't know why the men don't revolt from this oppressive thing because it just looked like a cooler place to be.
And the people there are very Western and they're very in love with the West. You know, it's the regime that's oppressive.
Right. But it just there are a lot of people that.
Yeah.
It should be like a 99% of the population doesn't like this. Yeah. It's just weird.
I know.
It's not just bad for the women. It's definitely bad for the men.
Bad for everybody. Totally agree. Let's listen to some voicemails.
Brian, Ed, what's up? It's Dave in Salt Lake.
Oh, Dave in Salt Lake. Hey. Is he ready to start beef with everybody again?
Yeah, let's let this. I love when Dave calls.
It's great.
We've got some wounded birds.
I know. We ran into some issues last time. You know, we love everybody here.
Yeah.
Call again, trying to get some new blood in there. Like you said, some new callers, but had to weigh in. I can't lie. I'll fuck with some A1.
I'll fuck with some A1.
I mean, it's pretty much just some salt and vinegar and whatever.
Anchovies.
It's not much to that recipe, but goddamn, it sells.
That's great.
HP sauce, you can't get it in Utah.
Get the fuck out of here.
That shit is phenomenal. HP is some.
Do the Mormons hate the British? Speaking of oppressive regimes, Utah.
I was going to say the British don't really have a great track record either.
Well, that's true, but I mean, it's like the Mormons don't. Maybe they have their own sauce, and they're like, hey, don't fuck with. Or Ed, hear me out. They like to keep things very bland. So they're like, yes, man. Like as the sauces come to the border, they're like, all right, mayonnaise. Okay. You're good to go. Okay. Ketchup. I guess so. Tabasco. I don't think so. You're going to have to take that shit to Colorado or Nevada. We're not letting that into fucking Utah. This is Utah over here. We keep it bland. They don't like that shit.
Good steak sauce. And I don't know if you, when you walk into the best steak sauce by far though, is when you go into a white tablecloth restaurant, steakhouse, Delmonico in Vegas, whatever.
They make their own.
And they're like, oh, they look at you. Well, first of all, when you ask for steak sauce, they look at you like you're crazy. They want to murder you.
Yeah.
But.
Well, because you don't need it. You go to a steakhouse, you don't need it.
I learned years ago. The Luger's steak sauce that they have is really to have with your tomato and onion slices.
Oh, delicious, delicious!
But you don't put that on the steak.
Or just hear me out. Put a little drizzle of that on your baked potato. You're not going to be mad. Yeah. You're not going to be mad about that at all.
Would not.
Yeah, it's not. You don't want to kill the flavor of the meat. You want to accentuate the flavor of the meat, just like anything.
We have our own steak sauce. That's the best steak sauce you can get by far.
Yep.
When it comes from a fine dining, steakhouse, excuse me. And lastly, I had to weigh in on the fraternity thing. I tried it after the Marine Corps.
We were talking about how fraternities, how'd that come up, Ed? There was a fraternity. It was
the UVA shooting. But it was brought up just to say that there was some hazing in the backstory and hazing.
Yeah.
Is super lame. It's just a way for you to get at something that you're scratching an itch that you have that's not the right way to scratch
it. More like gazing.
It's supposed to be, if you want to scratch that itch, just go have sex with a dude.
Yes,
haze.
All you guys need to put blindfolds on and see if you can tell which of the older brother's penis head is in your rectum. Right now, that's like the kind of games they play. They're like, hey, who's
everyone does the elephant walk up and down the dorms.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Tell us
why
determine it. Who the president of the fraternity is based only on the taste of their semen. Like that's the kind of shit they do. And it's I'm not down with
cracker.
That. Yes. I'm not into that.
Like, fuck. And my big brother. I went to high school with. He's like, you got to join towards the university.
Also, that whole brother thing, you know, it's kind of gay, guys. Like, just take a step back. Like my buddy David's doing right here. Take a step back. Globalize. Look at the big picture here. It's a little homoerotic.
Won't get into that, but It was a good fraternity, and I had to see, like, how bad their hazing was. And it was pretty mild. Okay. You know, there was a lot of drinking, but nothing like what you see on the news these days. How much fucking, how much booze can these fucking kids drink? Seriously. It's We're going to make you drink a quart of vodka to throw up. You're going to kill somebody.
Yeah, they do.
If you didn't watch.
They kill people all the time.
You know, the news today, they did it 6 months ago. They killed a kid. How much are you going to make a fucking kid drink? And these aren't kids. They're 21 or older. It's fucking dumb. It's ridiculous. Yep. But I will say, I don't care if I'm giving away a secret or not, yep, whatever. Right before we got initiated, pants drop. The story, you know, starts with the president, I think it was. I won't say his initials or whatever, but
who cares?
If you trust each other, you're going to beat off right now into this bowl.
Oh, no.
And
no.
You hear zippers go. And
but it's a trick.
And I'm like, no, this is fucked up. This isn't right. Yeah. No. And it's the brothers dropping their zippers. I'm like, no, this is too gay. This is too. Yeah. And of course, there's that one guy. He is whacking off, ready to go.
Oh, my God.
His initials are BB. And that's it. That was pretty cool. But the hazing in these fraternities is out of control. It's ridiculous. It needs to end. It's just outdated. And yeah, drink somebody till their death again, guys.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Fellas, take care, and I'll be in touch. See you.
No, I'm surprised. I'm surprised David, who's made it clear he's got a giant penis.
Yeah, I'd be looking for any excuse to get that thing
out. Yeah, I'm surprised that they're like, fellas, whip them out, and you hear zip, and then you just hear, and they're like, hey, okay, Bray, put it away. We know, even though it's dark in here, we know what's going on.
Yeah, we can hear the wind in the room just shifted.
Thanks for that, David. Love hearing from you.
David,
low key, you know, we got some guys with like good voices that call in. David has a nice voice.
He's
a pleasant voice.
I think because we know about what he's working with, that we kind of overlooked that he's got a girthy voice.
He really does. He does has a, he has a, just a real like thickness to his timbre.
It's like a man. Like when I hear myself speak, when I do listen to this podcast, I'm like, that's not a man speaking, but David calls up and he sounds like a man.
I know. I'm so nasal. It's ridiculous. Okay. Here's another one.
Hey, ballers.
Oh my God. Speaking of voices.
Ben.
Ben 906 from the UP.
Just calling in. I'm on my way back from Upper Peninsula, Michigan. You well know where I hail from. Land some white-tailed deer this week, opening season. So
nice.
Lucky bringing some back. Family.
Nice.
Hey, Kyle, Scotty, good luck next week if you're hunting, or this weekend when you're hunting in Wisconsin, if that's what you do. But good luck to you, sir. But anyway, on my way back, I got a new truck a while ago, and for some odd reason, it will not allow me to play any podcasts at speeds above one.
Yeah, because it's not, they don't allow psychopaths to drive their trucks. They go, oh, it's, if someone wants to play a podcast at 1.5 speed, they shouldn't be driving a vehicle. That's not safe. It's not safe to have that kind of person controlling a vehicle.
For the record, I just do 1.25.
Oh my God.
Just speeds it up enough. Doesn't get the heart racing, but it cuts through some bullshit.
I shudder at the poor people that hear one of my brilliant pregnant pauses and it's sped up and ruined. Ruined.
Ruined.
I'm extremely troubled by this because I have not listened to your podcast at one time speed in several years.
Oh, you're a fucking
phenomenon.
You're a maniac.
Vehicle, yeah, so I'm really not sure what to do. Yeah. I've got 10 hours worth of driving, and I cannot, I don't know if I can make it the whole way by listening to any podcast, but I really only listen to your podcast only.
Good guy.
Only this podcast. But it's been like 8 years and I've never heard your guys' voices at one speed.
No, I'm gonna
cough. This is like a whole new world for me. So if you don't hear from me again, you'll probably know why.
Yeah.
Keep it balling.
Love you, buddy.
You'll get used to it. I respect it if he stops because I couldn't listen to me at regular speed. Stop. I couldn't do it.
Stop it.
I talk too slow.
I didn't even really know about the 1.5 speed until you brought it up.
1.25 is
what I do. 1.25 at any. Well, what's even worse is you can, there's an opposite direction. You can go half speed. Yeah, who the fuck is doing that?
It's that's very unsettling.
Unbelievable. It's like, it's, well, you know, like certain shows, you can't hear the people talk. Yeah. Oh, I had the misfortune of watching. I'd never seen it. I think it might have been during one of my COVID bouts. It's me and my chick were sitting on the couch ailing and we're like looking through HBO Max. And I'm like, 2006, the Miami Vice remake with Ed's favorite, Jamie Foxx, and Colin Farrell. Speaking of fat dicks, Colin Farrell's in there. And I watched the movie. I maybe made out.
I think I liked it. I saw it in the theater, but
no,
No.
Colin Farrell as Sonny Crockett. His entire dialogue throughout the movie, completely indecipherable. he mumbles and the volume is so low. I'm like, I cannot hear what this guy is saying. And I'm turning it up and like lean it, like turning my ear towards the TV. I can't make out what the guy's saying at all. So maybe that's the point of half speed. When you can't understand somebody, you crank it up, you slow it down to half speed.
No, it's still for psychopaths.
No, it's crazy. Here's another one.
Hey, boys.
Fuck. It's like
a voice fest.
It's like the Mount Rushmore of voices here.
Your doorbell call last week asking y'all about the rankings of the chain restaurants.
That's right. Darbo.
With it being Thanksgiving week, I thought it while I get y'all's input on your favorite Thanksgiving holiday dessert.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you a list to rank or anything like that. Just give me your top one or two desserts for Thanksgiving. Take care, guys.
So this is a good question. So Thanksgiving is a big pie.
Yeah.
Yep. What is your ranking?
I like lots of different pies, but on Thanksgiving, I'm pretty fucking loyal to just a regular ass apple pie with a little bit of ice cream on the side. I mean, if I go to somebody's house and they got some key lime or, you know, whatever, I'd probably jump pumpkin? On that. I have pumpkin and I will do. So I'll do a large slice of apple and then a skinnier
sliver
of pumpkin. And I'll put some ice cream with the apple and then a bit of whipped cream with the pumpkin. And then I have both, but it's, and people are like, pumpkin pie fucking sucks. It's okay. It's not like you have it one day a year. It's kind of like turkey. It's not something you're having every Friday night, but it's fine one day a year.
I like pumpkin. I would say that probably apple is number one, but I also pecan is usually in the. I'm making a pecan.
It's a great pie.
And my mom is coming. She's making an apple and pumpkin. Delicious. So I'm going to do like a little sampler of the three.
Oh, that's great.
But three slices. It's not that I dislike key lime, but my buddy sent me a poll. Key lime versus pumpkin, and key lime destroyed it. And to me, that's not a Thanksgiving for me.
And see, it is. I agree. Lime. I agree.
It's like a summer kind of.
I totally pie. Agree. It's my favorite pie, but I don't associate it with Thanksgiving either.
Yeah.
If you had it at your house, I would definitely have a slice. No, I agree.
But it's never made an appearance at my Thanksgivings.
Right. Yeah. No. Same. I don't know what else is out there. I mean, I guess you could have berry pies. What are the fall fruits, right? Because like people say like a cherry pie. Well, that's a summer pie. And same with peach. Yeah. Peach is a summer pie. So that's not a Thanksgiving pie.
Peach is a perfect summer thing.
Yeah. It's because those fruits are in season in summer. So I don't know what's.
Apple is the most classic fall.
It's great. Yeah. I mean, rhubarb. A rhubarb is a great pie too, but it's just not, you don't see it all the time.
No, I haven't had rhubarb in probably close to 20 years.
Well, you eat, but if you eat a slice, you'll love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just, I'm kind of down to these three in the rotation.
Yeah. Well, I would say those are the three big Thanksgiving pies, and they're all great. They're all fantastic. Thanks for that. Although, now look, LSU, he's from fucking Louisiana. They probably got different shit down there.
I have a feeling pecan would probably be tops.
Yeah.
Down there.
Oh, it's good. It's a good pie. But
hit us up on Twitter before it shuts down. I'd like to know what a Lala man would choose.
What are your top three, buddy? What are we missing? Yeah, he could have listed them. Here we go. Here's the last voicemail.
Hey, Ed. Hey, Brian. Oh. Hey, Ballers.
Stu. Got to shout out our buddy Stu. And anybody that listens to the show, and it sounds like he's in his car, so maybe we won't hear it. But oftentimes we would hear Stu's dog on the calls. And Stu is such a great friend of the show, and he's such a great guy. And
good dude.
We got to send out an RIP because Stu lost his dog, Angus, I believe today. So
sorry, Stu.
Sorry, buddy.
Angus.
I'm sorry you lost your friend. I know he really meant a lot to you and was an important part of your life. And we're all thinking of you here on the show. And if Twitter's still up, send your boy Guru Stu a little note letting him know that you're thinking of him. Yeah, he's a great guy.
I'm on a speakerphone in the car. There's a lot going on, but I just hope you can hear me okay. So I'm on my way to with the Pangas, and we're on the way to the building where both of us are going to go in. Let me turn that shit down. And only one of us is going to come out.
Jesus,
and
dude.
And hopefully that will be me, considering that only one of us is going to come out. And right now my episodic fucking sobbing and crying is at a lull, so that's why I made the call. But this is a way for me to mark things, because I appreciate what the Baller Nation and Brian and Ed and all of us have created. And it's just a way for me to mark it. Anyway, the other thing I want to say is I have a story I'll tell on story about the last time I ever saw the double D 5'6" platinum blonde chick I used to play poker with.
I'm listening.
In more ways than just the card game.
Wow.
Say about the last day I saw her, it's quite interesting because not only did that day some act take place at her command, but something happened to me that had never happened previously and has certainly not happened since. And it happened to a big degree. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
Love you guys.
Very cryptic.
And it's just time.
Yeah.
You know, I've had Angus since I'm 40, 56. You know, he's the best dog and the best boy ever. So I'm going to hang up before I start to cry. All right, peace.
Oh, man, Stu.
Love you, Stu.
Buddy.
It is the ultimate reminder of everybody's got something going on.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? And it's not that I do the best job of this all the time, but just be good to each other because everybody's got shit going on.
It's true.
And sorry you're dealing with this. Yep. And you know, hopefully you can think about the good times and
totally.
Fuck, you know, it's just, it's unfortunately it's the inevitable end for everybody.
It's a heavy time, and it's like, not to like make it more sad, it's hard when things happen around holidays because then you're constantly reminded of it. But you know, a lot of people are good at this. I'm not the best at this, where you can be grateful for the time you had with someone rather than sad about the loss, because 16 years is a long time. Yeah, I know. I'm not either, but some people are good at it, and it's just a change of mindset, which, you know, I'm better at talking about than doing. Okay. One quick email. Just started episode 448. I travel for a living. Every plane is full, and by full, I mean zero empty seats. I know they figured that out at some point. Same with restaurants and hotels. We also recently went on a cruise. Again, full.
Were you murdered by your spouse or a stranger?
Maybe he did the murdering. Yeah,
possibly.
Because he was able to write to us. So
right. Yeah. He survived the cruise. Thank God. Life is obviously back to normal for most people. On every plane, there are multiple people coughing, sneezing, etc. So it's little wonder everyone is sick. Plus, the amount of people you see use the restroom and not wash their hands is astonishing. Yasiel Puig. People are not hygienic. Also, to Brian's point, seasonal affective disorder is a real thing. I wish they would stop screwing with the clock. Keep up the good work, fellas. P.S.
Oh, my God. I was in the Nashville airport using the restroom. The fella in the stall next to me took a call while mid-dump. He had a full-on conversation of at least 5 minutes. Thoughts? That's from our friend Matthew Richards. Now, that is like people are disgusting.
Matthew, 5 minutes. If you clocked it, you were dropping anchor too.
Yeah.
Because.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. That five, what, why were you in there for 5 minutes?
At least he wasn't
on the phone.
Even if it's a horrible situation where I'm compromised, I'm going hovercraft method and in and out. I'm not taking any calls. Not an airport bathroom. Jeez, no way.
Definitely not. I
completely forgot what I was going to say. I mean, I was in that airport bathroom in Cabo not that long ago where I realized I think I was getting wide stanced by the guy next to me because I looked because it was offset. The divider was offset so that me at the bowl peeing, I looked to my left and I could look right through the divider and his bowl was like stuck out a little bit. And he was sitting there shaking it around trying to get my attention. So that happens in airport bathrooms.
Have you ever seen a glory hole? I think I would be delighted. No. Like,
it's not real.
I think that'd be real. Really funny if you actually saw one.
That only happens in Johnny Sins movies, Ed. I don't think that's real. I don't think that's
you're talking about an army man.
I forgot last week we were talking about how the Charlotte Hornets have those uniforms that say CLT, and it's just like clit. It's the name of the team is clit. They're telling you clit. It just says clit. And a friend of the show, Janie, in Nashville or in Charlotte for love, in North Carolina for love, she messaged me and she's like, oh my God. She's like, I live in Charlotte. And she's like, everybody just calls the airport CLT. They call the city CLT. She goes, I've never thought of it that way. I never thought of it as clit. And now that's all I can think about. And I'm like, yeah, because you never saw it written. The rest of us who don't live there, we only just see it on the jersey. We never heard anybody call the airport CLT.
It really makes you do a double take. Like, did I just read
clit,
that?
Clit.
Because it looks not real.
No, it looks ridiculous. It's crazy. And it should be stopped. It's actually an affront to my better sensibilities. Okay. Thank you to everybody that reached out. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Also 949-464-TBLS. We love hearing from you guys. Please continue to call and email. We love to hear from you.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports.
Ed, what is happening in the world of things that are not, in fact, sports?
Well, we've got a gaggle of people who have passed on.
Yep.
I don't know if we're going to hit the high mark of Leo Gallagher of last week.
No, but there's nothing better or
we're
worse.
Gonna try.
Yeah.
RIP, Nikki Acox,
yep.
Star of the show Supernatural, 47 years old.
My girlfriend used to have sex with a guy that's on that show, I believe.
Interesting.
Yes, I don't. And that's one of those shows that is, you never heard of it, and it's been on 47 seasons, and everybody that's on it has $400 million in the bank. So RIP this woman.
RIP. I did read, because when somebody dies at 47, I click to see if it's something.
Leukemia. Yeah.
And it's awful. She, a couple months ago, was thinking, oh, do I have COVID? And got tested. Yeah. And they're like, actually, you have leukemia. And now she's dead.
It's that's awful. A motherfucker.
Awful.
And it's just like, what do you, you know? That's just, you can't see that coming.
RIP George Lois, an ad man and the creator of iconic Esquire covers. Mm. You've seen his work, like Muhammad Ali with the arrows in him.
Yep.
This guy was just somebody who created art that you've known.
Yep.
91 years old.
Yep.
RIP Jason David Frank, the original Green Power Ranger, 49. Now, were Power Rangers, was there some sort of gay thing, or is that just Teletubbies?
No, I don't know. And also, like, Power Rangers seem like not like they're made in this country.
I thought it was Japanese.
Yeah, I thought it was Japanese too. And it's not. Wait, is this the guy? Is this the guy that killed somebody remember one of the Power Rangers samurai sworded somebody?
Yeah, but I think that was like
ancillary character.
That was like, no, I think it was like a Coy Vance situation, like a replacement.
Oh, right. Second tier.
Let's see. Power Ranger Richard Medina, Power Ranger star. He played one of the.
I don't
think he was an OG Power Ranger.
But this guy was. This guy was the OG Green. I guess you would have favorites. I don't know. This wasn't, you know.
This was after my time.
Yeah.
I feel like it was in the same universe as Teletubbies, like a children's thing that wasn't around when I was a little kid. Yeah. So I don't know about it, and I think there's something probably gay about it.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't really know.
They don't tell us. They don't tell us what took him. Which is kind of like, you shouldn't be allowed to announce somebody's death because everybody wonders. Yeah, 49 years old.
You have to report it. You have to report exactly how.
So also, he had a second act as an MMA fighter. So that's, you know, there could be some head trauma there. Like, we need to know these kinds of things, you know, and it's just people wonder, you know, it's not a morbid thing. It's people want to know how people died. So please tell us.
Mental health issue.
Yes.
Then let us know.
Yes.
So it spreads the awareness of something that should be looked after.
Totally agreed.
This guy's got an interesting story. RIP Robert Clary, Hogan's Hero star and Auschwitz survivor, 96 years old. So this guy survives Auschwitz and then goes and stars in a sitcom 20 years later about joking about Nazis.
And and also he played he was the Frenchman. So he was a fake Frenchman, pretty sure.
It would be a hard thing to find a way to joke about. You were in Auschwitz. You definitely saw people being tortured and killed.
Oh, he is French. He was French. Sorry. Corporal LeBeau in Hogan's Heroes. Yeah, that is kind of, I mean.
Good for him. He found a way to laugh about it.
Height.
Wow.
Ed. Height. 5'1".
DeVito.
I got a daughter that's got 2 inches on him. R.I.P. R.I.P. Buddy. Sorry to see you go. He had a nice long life, though. I mean, he was 96.
Yeah. I just Googled imaged him, and people are selling T-shirts with his head and a beret.
Really?
That seems like a tough shirt to wear.
I kind of want one.
It's kind of great and kind of weird.
Surprised there hasn't been a Hogan's Heroes remake. How about when Bob Crane?
Oh,
he was.
He loved some. Off the book sex stuff.
Yeah, he was doing dinner theater. And, you know, like things didn't go. He didn't become a movie star or anything after the show. So he was, you know, he's going around doing shows, performing and things. And then he liked
sex with his buddy.
Yeah. He liked to do group sex. And he had the one buddy that liked to do the group sex with him. But the one buddy got jealous So he fucking, he domed him with the tripod that they used to record their group sex. Life comes at you fast.
Spit roast. Didn't like his end of the spit roast and domed him.
Yeah, it's like, look, it's like Greco. It's like Greco. He does that spit roast with Johnny Depp. He's and look, they caught eye contact, which was uncomfortable. But Greco knows that Johnny Depp is the star. He's the reason he's in a spit roast.
Gets his choice of which end of the spit.
Yes, of course. He's directing the spit roast. And you're the one guy was on Hogan's Heroes. You're just his buddy.
I just thought of a new game.
Yeah.
I don't know what we call it. I don't know what the jingle is. Yep. You got two guys.
Yeah.
Who gets the choice?
Oh, yeah.
Who gets the choice? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
If it's Aoki.
Yeah.
And DeLuise, who gets the choice there?
Yeah.
Probably DeLuise. Nah. Yeah. DeLuise had a famous father, but Aoki his dad was probably dumb.
But yeah, Harry Aoki was the more, I would consider more of the heartthrob of the show.
More of a pivotal part. DeLuise was like the goofball.
That's a coin flip.
But you could do this for a million scenarios. Yeah. So if somebody can come up with a good name or a jingle, that's kind of a fun one.
And also like, what's the best place to start in a spit roast situation?
That's also a good question.
Matter of taste, right?
But it's a matter of taste, but clearly one person gets the choice. And as you said, Depp gets that choice.
Yes, he does. Absolutely.
In the 80s, he got that choice over just about anyone.
He was a big star, for sure. Yeah.
Final RIP, Kimberly Heron.
Heron.
She was the ghost who sucked Aykroyd's dick in Ghostbusters, 65 years old.
Hey, fam. There's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Just my brothers reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man. No one is above us. 5-star. Even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot. Man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man. It really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers, TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us, TBLS.